So we spray on a microbe, which basically helps with the smell control, and it helps in the decomposition and the maturity of the compost.
And how does this fit into your farm practice in terms of the harvest that's underway?
So we've got to have this ready for a October spread. So we're in the thick of harvest at the moment, and then we'll come in basically September, October, and spread our compost out underneath the trees then.
And what does it do for you?
Well, it's organic matter. We're basically chasing the organic matter. So there's chicken litter, hardwood wood chip are the two main components, and then we use a sawdust as well. So we're trying to help with water retention, and we're trying to increase soil health, and we've been applying for a couple of seasons now, and we've seen more of a physical soil change as well as the tree, and we've increased production over the last few years as well.
So you're seeing the numbers come through in terms of the nuts you pick up. Is this about replacing some of that matter that's lost after the harvesters go through?
Yes, it's about replacing a lot of that lost organic matter over the years of harvest, as well as, you know, prior agriculture use of this land. So we're basically just trying to be sustainable. It's not cheap, but it's actually returning the dollars to the point that it's very much worthwhile.
And what changes have you seen in the soil where you've used this compost?
We've got a soil that I'd plant a vegetable in, basically. I'd grow a seedling in there, whereas in the past we had a very hard surface, very, very, very much something that would be difficult to grow anything in. So we've seen more friable soil. We've seen earthworm activity come in within 6 weeks after application of the compost. And I think in general our soil biology has increased. And like I said earlier, we're saving a lot more water than we used to just with that mulch cover on the ground.
Can you put a figure on the increase in productivity in the trees?
Difficult too at this early stage, but and it's always hard to relate what we've done over the last couple of seasons to the production we're getting today. It's not a silver bullet. It's not one thing, but there's no doubt that we've got record crops this year in 27-year-old orchards. So we're definitely doing something right to get that production, and it's come in well with the higher price.
You're participating in a case study. The practices you use will be shared with the rest of the macadamia industry. Why is it important for you to share what you do?
I guess in the industry, we're not competitors. As an industry, we share our knowledge. We're very young, so we're learning. As an industry, we're very young, so we're learning what we're doing the whole time. And I think it's important for Australia to maintain its size in terms of production from a worldwide point of view. We can't keep the size we are. We've got to make sure that we're growing and we're keeping our quality of our production up. So I think Australia's got to maintain its clean green image, and I think by sharing information, that's definitely going to help other growers.